Before I forget, I want to tell you guys, if you haven't already, watch King Richard. I'm always late watching movies, but Sage and I and John watched it last night, the story of Venus and Serena Williams' father. It's just amazing, especially since it's Women's History Month. I really like that song about I Want to Know You More, because I was just thinking that I've been wanting to know Jesus more and getting to know more about him as we've been in our Tuesday night small group reading, speaking of Jesus, and just trying to put aside a lot of the noise from my faith and just learning about Jesus. And it suddenly occurred to me that Jesus was a time traveler. And I love science fiction, so I was like, awesome, he's a time traveler. Because in John it says he was there, he was in the beginning. And of course we know about his ministry. And I think of, again, I'm stuck on her, the woman at the well, because she fascinates me, and how she, Jesus told her about herself, about everything she had done, but he also told her there's going to come a time when. And I love that, knowing that we can trust Jesus to be in our past, we can trust him in our present, and we can trust him with our future. And I was thinking about the different women that Jesus encountered, and how we see them in the Bible, but then knowing how women are and how we love to talk to each other, how these stories were passed amongst women. Women passed them on to their daughters about what Jesus did for them. So can you imagine the woman with the issue of blood who was healed, and how she shared that with future generations, and how the woman at the well, how she shared that story with her aunties and her cousins and her daughter, and how that was shared. And then I think, what if, going back to science fiction, what if Jesus, when he spoke to the woman at the well, had in his mind a future where women could live differently, be educated, love differently, and maybe, just maybe, he was sharing with her so that then she could spread the good news about what the world, what his kingdom would be like, what the world was going to be like. So maybe she passed this information down to her daughters, and then it all comes back full circle, because if she shared to her daughters and then it went forward to the future, then maybe the women in the future are also sharing what was handed down to them. Kind of crazy, but I was just thinking about how with Jesus we can do all that. We can go there. So, of course, I was thinking about famous women that we know, Kismikia, Frida, George Sand, Madam C.J. Walker, Harriet Tubman, Maxine Hong Kingston, Angela Davis. All those women with powerful ideas that they're sharing with other women. And then I was thinking about you, my friends here, and I was thinking about Judy and how we've shared things that have happened in our lives and how she shares these things with her relatives and her family, the close connections in her family, and how Bev shares with Angela, and how Jennifer is teaching her daughters and sharing with them, and Dee talks about how God has healed her and come through in her life, and Amanda, and what God is doing and healing your heart and healing relationships within your family, and you, and how you can share with Casey, how you can be such an influence on her life, and and how we bring Christ alive when we share what he's done in our lives. And we don't want to hold that in. We want to share what he's done for us so that it can spread. And men, I haven't forgotten about you. You are responsible to lift your women up and remind them when they're discouraged of what Jesus has done in their lives and how he is rooting for us, as the song also said, pushing forward, moving forward, reminded of what Christ has done. So anyway, just some thoughts, thinking about women's history, thinking about what Christ has done for us and how we can trust him with all of our lives. So let's share this meal together.